This is the E-commerce Leader, a show for you, the owner of a thriving online business. In this quick episode, Jason and Kyle share a book review that every e-commerce leader should know about. Let's jump in.
All right, let's jump in, man. We got a good recommendation for people today. We're going to do our book review tip of the week. And so we've got a good one. I'll share my screen and show everybody just online. I'm listening to this book and have listened to it, thrilled with it. And so wanted to recommend it to everyone. It's called Call Sign Chaos. Jim Mad Dog Mattis is the guy who wrote it. He's a Marine Corps general, I think like 5-4-star general or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's an absolutely fantastic book. So I highly recommend it to everybody. I'm doing the audio version, so listening, you know, through it, and I have really, really enjoyed it. And it's broken it up into phases that sort of chronicle his story from like the Gulf War era, early 90s, you know, through all of the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, that kind of stuff. It's very, very listenable, but it's also the whole thing is about your leadership style and leadership decisions. And it, you know, regardless of whether you're a solopreneur or you work with just one VA or one part-time contractor or whatever, you got somebody helping you, we're all in the position of leadership if we're building a business.
Yep.
And that's why I like this book. So you haven't read it yet, Kyle, right?
I have not read it yet.
Okay.
I have not, but this is a great recommendation. So I'm a little bit familiar with some of him and his quotes.
Yeah.
I've heard a few of them.
Mad Dog Mattis quotes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a few of them that came to mind that I really like. One of them that was, there are hunters and there are victims. By your discipline, you'll decide if you're a hunter or a victim. I think that's really appropriate if you're a brand and you're selling and you're competing at any level in any space. So the disciplines that you institute in your business either make you the hunted or the hunter.
Yeah. And the discipline includes, are you going on the offense?
Exactly.
Or are you going to be a victim?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And that's totally brand related. That's totally,
100%.
Totally e-commerce business related. Yeah,
it is.
Okay, what else? You got any other good ones for him?
Yeah, there's a bunch. One of my favorites is this one. Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet. I mean, like, spoken like a true Marine. But I mean, and so you apply it to your business. It's like you want to look for opportunities to be polite and professional across the board, right?
Yeah.
But always have a plan in place. You never know. I mean, whether that's working with a competitor or you know, working on a wholesale deal. Like, you never know if like you try to bring someone in to do a wholesale deal and they end up trying to like undercut you or, you know, take out your business. You have to have a plan in place to protect your brand at some level. So it's just stuff like that to keep in mind. It's just more of a mental awareness cue. Plus it's kind of funny.
No, I love that one. Yeah. Any others that stand out to you?
There's one that was just very, very funny too. He's like, what keeps you, people, someone asked him, what keeps you awake at night? He's like, nothing. I keep other people awake at night. You know, it's just like, it's like a Marine. I mean, this is what I have a friend who's a Marine, a couple of them. And, you know, this is like the mentality that they're sort of trained in to have. But what we can glean from that is always be thinking strategically and have a plan and apply that to our leadership. Because at the end of the day, leadership is what? Influence. And it's either influence inside of your organization or it's your brand's influence to your customers and your potential customers that you're trying to cultivate. So branding does come down to leadership for sure.
Absolutely. Now, so this book is highly enjoyable. I think you'll like it. If you kind of like the lessons of war and that kind of stuff, I like that kind of stuff. I don't know if you can see behind me, but my collection of books in the war kind of topics, or I've got a lot of those. That's The Book of Five Rings, Clausewitz, and then The Art of War up there. And then my favorite book, actually, and all the sort of the lessons from generals and that kind of stuff, is actually from a Marine Corps general. It's called War Fighting, the U.S. Marine Corps Book of Strategy, Tactics and for Managing Confrontation. Who's the guy? Sorry, I forgot his name. It's a great book. Who is the guy? Sorry, I apologize. I should see his name on the front somewhere. Maybe it's just by the Marine Corps.
Just published by the Marine Corps.
No, the dude's name somewhere. Anyway, you can find it. It's called War Fighting. It's a great little tiny book, This one from Mad Dog Mattis is much, much longer, and it's more like a whole life's journey type thing. One final thought. It's the end of the year, coming up on the end of the year. It's a perfect time for us to really think about our leadership of our mm-hmm. businesses, our brands, our competitive space that we're in, and tune things up for 2020. Absolutely. Or beyond, whenever you're listening to this, and just say to yourself, look, if I can get my mind wrapped around how I can become a better leader for my team, for my business, in the competitive space I'm in, how will that impact my mm-hmm. outcomes yeah. and my success? And all of us are in that position. So, if yeah. there's time to reflect, maybe through the holidays, you get some time, maybe you go on a road trip, pick up a book like this mm-hmm. and really take the time to think about how you can level up your own leadership in your yep. business. I think it'll do a huge, huge, huge amount of help for all of us. So that's my parting thought on that. Any final thought on Mad Dog Mattis?
The book? A couple thoughts. One, just echoing off what you had said, it reminds me of John Maxwell, the leadership yeah. guru, when he talks about the law of the lid.
Yeah.
And that is your organization's growth and expanse and really functionality at a high level is only going to go as high as your leadership level.
That's right.
So if you are not growing, then the capacity of your organization is going to be capped out. You are the lid. So yeah. that just reminds me of that. And then I think that just thinking on sort of the military topic, it's fascinating to me, even if you are anti-war, hate violence, and I mean, nobody likes violence, sure. but I think what is interesting in terms of a point of reference and study for that is when your life depends upon your ability to lead and think strategically, it's a different mindset. And I'm like, I'm just doing this as a hobby.
Yeah.
You don't go to war as a hobby. It's yeah. life or death. And so taking some of what is, these guys are proving themselves in this space and the leadership that was required to do that, people's lives are actually literally on the line.
Yeah.
And taking that and applying that to your business, it's sobering. It's sobering. One, you're thankful for the sacrifice and what people are serving our country or wherever you're at in the world, in their country, to protect your freedom. But then also it's like, okay, what are they applying that's life or death that I can actually take and sort of in the watered down version of that, apply it to my everyday business and life and draw from it?
Yeah.
There's some refinement that happens at that level that maybe you and I are insulated from a little bit because we don't operate in it, but we can yep. definitely learn from it.
Yeah, no doubt. Ah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, let's call it for this one. We'll make this one nice and brief, but I think this is a good tip. So if you're into this type of topic, you want to level up your leadership, go get Call Sign Chaos, Jim Mad Dog Mattis's book. Really, really good. Okay. All right, buddy. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too.
Okay.
See you guys next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The E-Commerce Leader. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, because when you do, you'll get notified. And next time you log into your podcast player, you'll see our latest episode nestling at the top of your lists. Thanks again for listening.